This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding us to trust God's indirect path. So recently, we've been talking about what it feels like to be in a new season and keeping our expectations high. For me personally, I've often struggled with what I wanted in this new season because sometimes I would feel like something was missing or wasn't being as useful as I could be. But once things became clear to me, I'd have expectations that my path in the new season would be direct. In other words, the biggest issue for me was figuring out the right path. But once I had it all figured out, I expected my path to take me directly from point A to point B. I have learned, though, that when God is guiding you, His path is rarely direct. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about when the Israelites fled Egypt after being in slavery for more than 400 years. When God guided them out of Egypt, He didn't take them on a logical path from point A to point B. Instead, He led them on a more scenic route. And this scenic path led them right in the middle of the wilderness and the Red Sea when it seemed as though they had nowhere else to go. But just when that happened, God instructed Moses to hold his staff over the Red Sea, and a path opened up for the Israelites. So we see that God's path seems to zigzag sometimes, especially without reason. But this is only so His awesome power in the end is revealed in our lives. So today, let us reflect on these words. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Proverbs 16:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, trust your indirect path.